He said that is in part because the company has agreed not to make statements that might differ with facts stated in the plea. The company also faces legal proceedings in other countries.
That's Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets, $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454. Or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, downtown Reading, River City, in the center of River City. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com at 7 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 11th of May, 2017. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Trish for a second day in a row.
And it's Thursday this time.
Thursday this time. For all those people who got confused, there are people walking the streets today. They think it's Friday.
You can't believe, and that's so funny because I got so many texts. Did I miss a day? Because they don't understand.
It just confuses
the world because I'm Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't get any phone calls from the FCC.
Oh,
so
that's cool. You should have.
Just wondering. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Somebody
got bleeped.
We did hit the button. Yeah.
That's right. I heard that somebody hit the button yesterday. That's okay, Billy Bob. You just keep it up, buddy. You know it's coming out of passion. You know what?
Love your phone calls.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
So it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of only 70. A low this evening of 48 on Friday. A high of 68 and a low of 48. Saturday, a high of 71 and a low around 46. Got a little bit of chance of showers throughout the weekend, 20-30%. Not looking for any heavy rainfall, but it's going to kind of be nice, cooling, breezy, comfortable weekend. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
All right. Now, I come back and I say, good Thursday morning, I'm back. And people say, you were gone? And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, people that wanted to hear the chief but you didn't get to, go to our website, go to the archives, and you can listen to the chief. And you can speed through it and get to the parts you want. What did the chief say yesterday? That was a big, besides the computer system is in, I hope he talked about that.
Yes,
well,
we talked
about interoperability between the agencies.
That's huge.
The challenges faced that on the streets, that this is not the Reading that, I grew up in or Trish has lived in for so many, the area.
What's that sound?
It's really quiet.
It sounds like somebody's heartbeat.
It may be the fact that I'm sitting directly under a vent. Let me try moving my microphone. There's a breeze. There's a And okay, icy
it's
breeze.
Now. It's
yeah.
gone. Oh no, it's gone now. But I, you know, I
maybe
thought,
if I wear my
head. Whose heartbeat am I hearing? Is it mine?
It's wind coming out okay. of the.
I'm absolutely sorry I did that. But if I could hear, I thought maybe other people could. Now, okay, so the interoperability of the computer systems is huge.
And communication.
And communication. And that has been an ongoing issue. They're on different, and I thought it was, actually the chief explained yesterday, given the, why they, that the bands are different, given
right.
the areas that they're required to
right.
operate
Municipal
in.
Municipal police have to use an advanced communication system that operates at the very high frequency bands, around 900 megahertz. But that doesn't work out in the rolling hills
need,
and the mountains.
You need a lower one. That you know, the lower that is,
the further
it sits.
The better it,
the better
it
coverage.
The
yeah. It's like this. You can hear. We had a device. We could stick up against the wall. It looked like kind of a flashlight type thing. We could stick it up against the wall, and hear the heart. He'd know there's somebody near the room by getting their heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because your heart beats and puts out an electrical impulse at such a low frequency, it will go through walls.
Wow.
And so we'd put it up against the wall, and we'd know somebody was in there. I know, this is pretty spooky, huh? We could tell if somebody was in there. We couldn't tell if they had a gun or not, but we knew. So that would tell us on how to clear something. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, there's somebody in there. And we couldn't tell if there was multiple heartbeats. We just could hear one. So it would, you know, if we were in an area that this means we don't, you know, kick in the door and roll grenade in there and then follow it up with automatic fire. This means we would take it differently. But he also said this is not the Redding, and that I think is so important. This is not the Redding that your parents grew up to, or you grew up in, or you grew up in Anderson. I mean, Anderson's probably about the same, you know, but.
No, it's all changed. All the state of California.
I totally agree with that. Redding has changed dramatically since I've lived here.
The world that we live in, the United States of America, has changed dramatically in the last 8 years.
It has.
And you can't say that often enough and not recognize how much damage can be done by one administration with a whole new attitude about what the United States is.
Well, I think that dates back even to Clinton.
Well, but dealing with now, this negativity, this absolute beat everybody up kind of attitude, started with President Obama's absolute desire to go around and apologize for everything the United States has ever done and tell the world how we're not special, we're not a different nation, we're just as bad as everybody else, and we ought to just back up and get in line with everybody else. That's a whole different attitude for this country, and it's now impacted on everybody.
I believe in American exceptionalism. I do. And if he had just said there's other countries out there that are also exceptional, I could have lived with that. But here's the thing is, the Republicans went after him, as did the news media, and I say the news media being
Fox.
Fox and the radio. You know, let's face it. The radio news hosts are almost to a person conservative. And they went after him. They, you know what? If he was still in, if he won the third term, they'd still be going after him. So what we see here is something that's gotten worse and worse and worse. And it started under Bush, where they went after Bush with total abandon. And if anything, it has gotten worse under Trump, because you have people on late night TV, FCC late night TV, by the way, who say things are just, if they had said the same thing about Obama, would have been taken off the air, pillaged, and never worked again. Stephen Colbert would have been taken off the air if he had said the same thing, the same words about Obama and a Saudi king or whatever, whoever he picked, he would have been taken off the air, and that would have been it for him. We have gotten to the point, and both sides, where we attack and we take no prisoners, and then we eat the dead, you know. So that's how bad it is.
Well, and I don't disagree with that, but you have to clarify a little bit, because when we were talking, let's talk about, I mean, the media has been attacking the Republican candidates, Dan Quayle, back to how he spelled a potato. But look at what we're talking about. We're talking about how somebody spells a potato as opposed to sexual relationships between a president and his daughter. Come on, that's a big far reach to go and get yourself into such a dither. And the things we're talking about, I cringe when I talk with watch these ladies with their microphones talking about the things that they're talking about on primetime TV in front of little kids.
I do.
Are you serious?
I have a quick one for you, Trish. In Congress, of course, some Republicans have jumped on the bandwagon of going for Trump's throat. Are these the Bushettes, if you will, saying, okay, we have our chance now, but if they take Trump out, they get Pence. Now, if, God forbid, Vice President Pence meets with some sort of unfortunate incident, which is exactly what happened to Agnew back in the day, things get really interesting. But it seems to me that the Republicans were piling on.
It becomes Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, the Republicans, we knew going into this whole thing, and we have to stop and look at who the people were that elected President Trump. And we have to look at that and recognize that it was not your establishment Republicans.
That's right. You know what?
And they are as big a problem as the media and the right.
And you know what, up with the
and
Democrats.
You know what this country needs? It needs a good night's sleep. And a good night's sleep is on the sleep number bet.
That absolutely.
You know, because if they were rested and they came back and they felt good with themselves afterwards the next day, they had slept well, like with their sleep number bet, because they're in the bed and they're probably rigid. They're probably, you know what? I can see Nancy Pelosi lays down and the only thing that touches is her heels and the back of her head. She is so rigid, you know, and because she is so stiff about this whole thing. If she had a sleep number bed, she could adjust it to like 35, and it would kind of like, she then can slow, you know, her little body could kind of like fit right into the bed like this. Mitch McConnell could be on the same bed on the other side at an 80, sleeping much firmer because he's pliable. So there they could be in the same bed. First of all,
oh my gosh,
first of all, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell talking, and they wake up the next morning. Sleep IQ technology has given them the way to kind of adjust the bed for them. They could wake up the next morning, and we could have progress in America just by them sleeping in a sleep number bed. And right now, the sleep number mattress adjusts to the firmest, like I said, and the queen starts at $899.99. Right now, you can save $900 to $1,200 on selected mattresses as Sleep Number makes room for the newest innovations, and they have a lot of innovations. So think about this.
The mind picture you have just painted, I don't want to think about.
Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell can have their own firmness in the bed together, get a good night's sleep, next morning wake up, solve the problems of the world. That's all it takes. Now, this, of course, is a fantasy. Just, you know, this is fiction, just thrown out there like that, but showing what a good night's sleep could do.
Good night's sleep makes
number,
all the difference in
sleep number
bed.
Is, our Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals, trust me, take somebody with you. Lay on the bed and adjust it, and you will, I promise you, this bed, you'll sleep better. We'll be right back after these messages, 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 11th of May.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ira Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. I got Trishies here with me.
Love
Good
Thursdays.
Morning. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 11th of May here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of downtown Reading. The heart of downtown Reading. It's 54 degrees going up to 78. It looks like we've got some rain coming in, though.
A little bit. They got a chance.
It looks like it up there.
I hope it rains hard enough to wash things off as opposed to just kind of add a little moisture to the pollen that's laying around out there. We'll have a terrible mess.
Okay, I got some things to announce here.
All right.
Okay, tonight is Ladies' Night at Sportsman's Warehouse from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know where Sportsman's Warehouse is, 1659 Hilltop Drive. Women and young girls will have the opportunity to learn about hunting, fishing, camping, and archery while playing a carnival-style game and attending many seminars. The first 50 ladies will receive a free gift bag and will be automatically entered into exclusive ladies-only gun raffle for a Savage Axis 243 compact rifle. There's over $10,000 in additional raffle prizes from guided fishing trips, jewelry, gift bags, more, plus deep discounts for the ladies that evening. 100% of the raffle sales will benefit the Good News Rescue Mission's Building Hope Project. And so, you know what? That's going to be cool tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can buy some great stuff and win some things. That's super. Why did I just get this today? Okay, the Rodeo Parade. Urgent update. If you mailed your application for the Rodeo Parade and have not received your entry number by Monday, this coming Monday, contact Tom Spade immediately at 241-0201. Due to an address change at the Chamber of Commerce, some entries have been lost in the mail. Okay. You know, we have a great parade. Great parade. And Shasta District Fair, advanced discounts on fair tickets. On admission and carnival rides for the 2017 Shasta District Fair are now sale online at several Reading and Anderson locations. There you go.
And always another one reminder for this weekend, we've got the Cottonwood Rodeo Week going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to be sure that everybody jumps into the webpage for the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce because there's all kinds of fun stuff going over there. They had the ladies' night last night. They got a big barbecue coming up. They got the kitty parade and the
rodeo. They parade kitties?
Yeah.
They put kitties on parade?
No. Kitty.
Oh, kitties. Kitty. I was going to say, how do you do that? Yeah. I bet that must be tough.
No, it's a fun weekend over at Cottonwood.
It is. Cottonwood's great.
It's small and the nice little rodeo, and everybody should take advantage of it to get ready for the big one coming next weekend at their year weekend after in Reading.
Okay, so our guest was standing out there, Justin, from Vivid Details. And I'm looking at him, and I go, are you I couldn't recognize him because of Tuesday night. Some of you may know that I was out pig hunting. And last week I had the story about how we were 30 feet away from pigs, and they were there, but we couldn't see if they were – we only shoot boars on this ranch, only boars. We couldn't tell what they were because the grass is too high. You know, people may have heard this. And we got closer and closer, and my bud, Ted Lighty, refused to reach over and pat one down to check if it had male stuff, junk. He said, I'm not going to do that. Well, so then they all, you know, they smelled us or whatever, hopped up and ran over the ridge. So we're continuing the hunt. So now, a Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. So thank you so much for being here. So Tuesday, we go out. No joy. If you remember last week, Cal Fire was flying over the same area, dumping water all over where we're hunting, right? We're there. And so I think that might have had a little something to do with it. Anyway, so we're coming back. It's getting to be – I mean, it's getting pretty – you know, the sun was going down real fast. And he looks across here. Now, the guy can hear a turkey from 8 miles away. So he looks across here and he says, look, those cows are acting – because there's cattle everywhere. Look, those cows are acting strange. And so we're looking at them – with the binoculars, and the cows were. There's like three or four cows around a bush, and finally one cow just goes into the bush. Out of the other side comes a hog. But there's like 500 yards away. I mean, how do you tell a hog at 500 yards away? Well, first of all, they're smaller than the cattle, but the way they move is different than cattle. So now now the stalk is on. It's getting darker. So off we go, 300 yards of splashing through marshy water and cow leavings. We get out and the cattle are kind of bunching up, and the only way we can tell, you know, we're having to use directions from this white cow to that white cow. And then we just realized that, you know, it's getting pretty dark here. And right when he said that, there's like 70 cattle out there, 70, 80 cattle. Something happened, and here they come. We're in the middle of a cow stampede, and here they're coming right at us, and it's like, oh. You know, I was thinking, you know what, in Buffalo Bill, if you shoot the lead cow, they'll go down and we can get behind it. Those are $2,500 a piece. Okay, we won't shoot the lead cow. I mean, this is going back. Okay, I won't shoot the lead cow. But here they come streaming on either side of us, except like six of them come running up to us and stop, look at us, and go around us.
Oh, my gosh.
Possibly because we've been hunting all day and we smell that bad. But anyway, so we go back. And hay fever, I don't get hay fever. I really don't. It kicked in so badly that my eyes were like swelling shut. And then, again, got up Tuesday morning. We were going to go out again last night, but, you know, enough's enough. So here I am. I'm living on Visine. And so I've gone out several times. You know, we got so close to them, literally, you could just throw a spitwad and hit them. And the second time, I get caught in a cow stampede. And, you know, so I'm just kind of like, maybe pigs aren't, you know, aren't
maybe
my
pigs
forte.
Are not your, maybe
yeah,
pig
they're not
your
my
rest.
Forte.
Yeah.
But it's not, I'm not going to stop till I get one.
Yeah.
I know. You know, no, we threw a stalk on them yesterday. It was just like moving around, heads popping up. They're all there. It was great.
You guys are having way too much fun.
We are having way too much fun. Okay, when it gets right down to it, we're having way too much fun. We have photos of ourselves, little selfies out there by the river. Oh, that's pretty cool. Cross the river in an ATV. That's fun. It bounces on the bottom, and it's kind of, you kind of, we kind of like aim up river, and it kind of carries
couple
us
little
down.
Little kids out there. It's going to be a disappointment if you actually get one and then can't go anymore.
With the 300 Winchester Magnum. So it's kind of like, yeah, we're having a good time. Okay. Now, we're going to take a break, and we got Justin Warren, who is the owner-operator of Vivid Details. And you think about detailing. You don't realize what it takes and the machinery it takes to have a good job done. And he came by the other day, and So we're going to be talking to him in a couple minutes, and just, you know, for people to get to know him, he's really a good guy, and his business is just, you know, fabulous, and it's, you know, it's just getting huge. So, I mean, you know, he's hiring people, you know, which is good in this town.
And we're talking detailing automobiles.
Automobiles and other things, too. We'll talk to him about
that. Okay, good.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's my Trish day. I'm getting my Trish fix today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Redding Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Redding Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Redding Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Redding Rodeo annual steak feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook. The Redding Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'm in love with my car. Got a feel for my automobile. Get a grip on my fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. And it's the 11th of May. We're getting close, my friends, to Rodeo Week. In fact, there's a bunch of stuff starting tomorrow. And with the Asphalt Cowboys, we're going to be giving away tickets tomorrow, starting tomorrow, for the Redding Rodeo. And we've got a number of things we're going to be doing with the Redding Rodeo. So, in fact, this week they're having a big media ride out at Corum's Ranch across the dam. And all the media people are out there getting on horses. So we have horses. We have tall horses for tall people and short horses for short people. And for people who have never ridden a horse before, we have horses that have never been ridden before that the rodeo, that the rodeo is giving us. And so I passed that on at the meeting the other day, and there was a little chuckle there. They thought, is he kidding? This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for the place an agency that will give you just outstanding service for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She does just a fantastic job. She does has a soft spot in her heart for veterans, always makes sure his veterans are taken care of in the sense of making sure they get all the benefits that they should receive. Home Helpers, 226-8350, locally owned, locally operated, and just a great business. Okay, Trish and I are here with Justin Warren, who is the owner of Vivid Details, mobile detailing. But yes, you're located at 30 Hilltop, so you're up there at the that car wash. Yes, so you're kind of like a you've got a spot, but then you also send out your team.
We got options.
We That's have options. We you can bring it in, or your team comes to us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now tell us about you.
Well,
you got a military haircut. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in the military, but you've got like that.
I get that a lot. My father was actually a Navy man.
Okay.
For a very long time. Yes, sir. Oh,
okay. A long time.
For a very long time. So I kind of got that
high and tight look, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's just always been distilled in me as a young kid. I always say yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I noticed that. You're a very polite young man.
Well, thank you.
Are you from here?
Yep. Born and raised.
Born and raised here. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, how'd you get into this detailing?
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, you know, I did the typical mowing lawns, and I always wanted to work. I always loved making my own money, but I always washed cars as a kid, too. My next-door neighbor, I washed her cars for M&Ms. I mean, she literally paid me in candy, and I loved it because I was going to spend that
and
money on candy anyway.
Just cut out the middleman.
Trish is thinking. I wonder how many. Better buy him a case of M&M's here. Okay. And so you started off for M&M's. That's
yeah,
cool.
I started off working for food, really.
Well, we were talking about detailing my motorhome. I'm thinking M&M's. That's a lot of M&M's.
That's a lot of M&M's.
I still do love M&M's, though. Yeah. So.
Linda used to send me M&M peanut M&M's over in Iraq. Mm. She said, do you want anything? You know, usually we can get most everything we want over there, but... I said, well, if you've got peanut M&M's. So she sent me, you know, a couple bags.
Does anybody eat plain M&M's anymore?
I like them. Yeah.
I like them. I like them too. Well, yeah.
If it ain't got the peanut in it, I just don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So you started out in getting paid in M&M's.
Yes.
And so you just kept going with that?
I just kept going. I had a few other careers. I used to do construction for a very long time. Very long time. I'm meaning 4 or 5 years.
You're not old enough to get anything for a very long time.
A long time to Trish and I is a couple of decades.
Right. A decent amount of time for me. I went to school to get my general contractor's license. When I graduated, it was in 2008.
The perfect time to do a number of things like start a radio station, opening up businesses, become a contractor. You and I timed it perfectly.
Right. No kidding. So I got out. I quit a good job to go to school and came out, and there was nothing available. So I ended up working for FedEx. While I was working for FedEx, I washed all their trucks on my time off, and I just always detailed cars. I detailed my car, and I just loved it. It just made me feel good. I put the music on, and it just felt
Sometimes you find things that you really like to do.
And what's better than having a job where you can make
really
money doing something you
doing
like?
Something you really like. That's great. I mean, that's a super story. Okay, so you're at FedEx. You're washing the FedEx trucks for free.
Yes.
On your own time. Did the manager come out there and kind of look at you, or the supervisor kind of come out and say, what are you doing? Hey, man, these things need to be washed.
Well, see, it was for my boss. FedEx Ground, they're all subcontracted. So each person owns their own routes. So my particular boss, he owned 5 routes and wasn't necessarily for free. I would get a little bit of money on the side. But, you know, for what I was doing, it wasn't a lot. It was big trucks, you know. So I started doing that. But you know, I loved FedEx. I loved working with people and meeting new people. And it was like the modern day Santa Claus, you know, I was just bringing them presents. Everybody was usually happy to see me. But I wasn't exactly where I wanted to be in life. I knew I wanted to work for myself. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Somebody said, what's your hobby? I'm like, I play guitar, but I'm not that good, you know. So I started thinking about it, and a friend really encouraged me to just sit down and really think about what brings me peace and happiness. And after a few days of just really chewing on it, I thought, man, when I clean my car or my friend's cars, and I really get in there and detail them, like I'm very meticulous, I don't think about the outside world. It just quiets my mind, and I really enjoy it. So I decided, what the heck?
Let's do
something I like. They say the saying, if you do something you like to do, you never work a day in your life. And
there's another part of that, and the money will follow.
And the money will follow
because you're just having a great time, and then the money will follow it. Okay, that's super. Okay, so then when did you open up?
We opened up officially last year in February.
February of last year.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now, okay, you're at 30. So you're at the 30 Hilltop. So you're at the car wash up there.
Yep.
But you are leasing their detailing bays.
Absolutely.
Okay. I saw your truck there the other day. Not only that.
Billboard on wheels.
It is. Not only that, but you've got mobile detailing.
Yes, sir.
And how many people do you have working for you?
We got about three.
Three right now, and you want to hire more because I talked to Justin yesterday, and it's really a pleasure talking to him because he's got plans, and you know you're chalked right now, right?
Yeah. Okay. Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead. Okay. Now you'll see, and we talked about a detailing of an automobile, and you'll see them in the paper or Craigslist for $50. Detail your car for $50.
Right. You're not going to get much for $50.
Yeah, what are you going to get for $50? Well, when you detail a car and your team details, because that's you ought to hear all the things he has here. Okay, so what happens when I bring my truck in after it's been through like 12 days of pig hunting to your to your place?
We say a little prayer. We kick you out of the shop. And tell you to come back in a few hours.
Spray the blood off, you know, so it's kind of like that. Okay.
You wish you had blood.
Yeah, you're right. Right now, I just got pollen. Okay, so I bring my truck in, or Trish brings her car in. What happens?
Or I bring my Jeep.
Or you bring your Jeep in, yeah.
We assess everything. We find a game plan. Not every car's made the same. It's weird. Sometimes we'll wash the car first and do the outside first, but sometimes it just calls for us to do the inside first. Very hard to explain in a short period of time. But we just look it over, find the best game plan.
You have a checklist?
Have a checklist, and we just go through meticulously. We have just a structured order of which we do things. And by the time you come back, you won't even believe it's your car or your truck, minus the pig blood and shining like new.
Okay, so you've got your checklist that your people use, and since you're there, so you're doing a final inspection. I come back and we do a walk around.
Yep,
and make sure everything is done correctly.
Absolutely.
The other thing you're saying when you send somebody out on a mobile detail, somebody says, you know what, I want you to do it at my house. I don't want to bring it down there.
Right.
So you send your team out there to go out there and do that, but it's the same thing. Same checklist. And you were talking about using something about cameras and 3D.
Oh, iPads.
iPads, okay.
We get the iPads and it'll bring up, yes, a 3D picture of the car. Mm-hmm. We do a walk around with the customer. We'll point out any damage before we even touch it. Say, hey, you have a scratch here. And just so it lets everybody know where we're starting out on our fresh canvas. You know, if there's any previous damage, I want to let the customer aware in case they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through and we do our meticulous detail service. And by the end, we do another walk around. Mm-hmm. We'll have you sign off on everything. My technician signs off. And we can get electronically invoiced right there. So it's just everything at a touch of a computer now. It's kind of crazy.
No, it's like that, isn't it? Okay, now somebody asked, okay, the Vivid Details is at the, is that a Tavan? Car wash?
It's at the Quality Plus car wash.
It's at Quality Plus car wash. And that, because I didn't know what the name of it was. Mm-hmm. Quality Plus. And that's there. That's where they are.
And on Hilltop?
On Hilltop.
Yes,
number 30 Hilltop. And the phone number is 530-604-7380. And their website is autodetailingreading.com. Auto Detail. And it's Vivid. Vivid, like V-I-V-I-D, and Details, D-E-T-A-I-L-Z. Vivid Z. Details. That's cool.
We throw the Z in there. My kids' names both start with Z, so I wanted to pay a little homage to my children. And
what are your kids' names?
My son, he just turned 13. His name's Zayden. And my daughter, who just turned 9, his name's Xylee. So Zayden and Xylee.
You have a 13-year-old son?
Can you believe it?
What'd you have when you were 2? What?
I know.
Your age is showing, Carl. Here's what I like. Yeah, I know. Here's what I like about Justin is that he's got a business he's enjoying. He's looking for building it. He's got a lot of business, a lot of return business because he does such a great job.
Absolutely.
And he's looking for people. Here's a young business in our town that is, again, we go back to the part where he's performing a service. He's got a contractor's license, but he's performing a service. He's doing something he really likes, and he's hiring people to work for him. And this is the kind of business that can grow to 2 or 3 trucks out there at a time. And it's not a college degree, but it's a very much a living wage, and it's an entrepreneur that's stepping out there.
And that's how we solve the issues we always talk about in the city of Reading.
Yes.
Is enabling entrepreneurs to create jobs that put the people to work. A lot of your people, you're not looking for skilled labor here. You don't need college graduates to get into your business. You need somebody with a work ethic, someone who's willing to put in the time, show up when they're supposed to, and do a quality job.
Respectful, reliable, confident. We want our job and our customers to have not only a clean car, that's a given. You know, customer service is a given, but it's really about an experience. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and had a great steak, but the waitress was just a little off?
Yeah.
The experience was off. So yeah. I only hire people that are just natural people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've
it's
got
so important.
All of you
right.
people out there with those degrees you can't use, like sociology and a pygmy tribe on the Amazon. But you have your degree, but you want a good job, and you're a people person. You got to give Justin a call.
Yes.
Because he's going to put you to work, and you're going to train him.
I can train anyone.
You know what? Do you like this guy or what?
I do. Yeah.
I
like the attitude because I think that's the – we keep saying sometimes we get so desperate in the world we're living in now with all of the things that are wrong with it. And then you have a conversation with someone like Justin who that's the answer.
There's the answer.
There's
right
the answer.
There.
That's
there's
how
it.
We turn it around. We get back to the words you used.
Honest.
Reliability. Honest.
Respectful.
Respectful. Things we've forgotten in our society and we don't see enough of. That's where we need to go again.
That's right. So
yeah, there's
like
the answer.
You got yourself 3 new customers today,
well,
for sure, and you should be getting a lot more. Justin, okay, one more time. Tell us where you're at.
All right, we are located at 30 Hilltop Drive. It's right behind Bartell's Giant Burger, right off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right
off
there.
Lake Boulevard.
It's next to Care Animal
okay,
Hospital.
Okay, yeah, no, exactly. Where
yeah,
you're
right
for
next
sure.
to Animal Hospital, right Remax. There. And we are mobile. We do mobile for the bigger units, such as RVs. We do houseboats. We do planes. Bigger boats will come to you and do them all.
They'll wax the propellers. It makes the plane go faster.
Oh, yeah. You might get a ticket up there when we're done with it. And, you know, I also just wanted to let your viewers know, too, that we highly respect our veterans as well, and we do provide a 10% discount to any active or inactive U.S. military veterans.
You
and
know
how
what?
About seniors.
Seniors, come in and see me. We'll take care of you too. Absolutely.
I know a banana or a Sun Yellow Jeep that may need a little work.
Well, I tell you what, if it's by the foot, it's like he'll end up paying you. and it does. If it's really dirty, you don't charge more, right?
Some particular cases, but okay. It has to be
pig hunts
really
are way
dirty.
Extra,
it has to be really
way
dirty,
extra,
really dirty. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got it.
The processes are still the same, whether it's moderate or pretty heavy, but
no, that's pretty good.
We take care of our people.
Okay, Vivid Details. Justin Warren is the owner operator, and if you've listened to him and you don't like this guy, then you got to go back and search yourself.
He's you got an issue.
Yeah, 604-7380. He's up there with the and right up at the car wash up there on at the end of Hilltop, next to Remax and Care Animal Hospital, and plus he has mobile mobile units he sends out. Anything. He'll clean anything from airplanes to classic cars.
All tanks, that. UFOs.
You got it. If you
submarines.
If you can get the sub here, he'll clean it.
Absolutely.
Justin Warren. Okay, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
You
really appreciate
bet.
It.
Thanks
oh,
for
no,
coming
no.
In. You're, we'll be talking.
You are somebody that we like, and you know, I'm so glad that you're with us now. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Do you back the blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You are invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark.
Careful now.
Oh, this is my Trish girl. Okay, hey, look, good morning, everybody. Hey, was that
love Ken? That song. Love that song.
I like that song. Hey,
love that
BNT
song.
Satellite are bringing us this segment of the show. BNT Satellite, locally owned. Again, another locally owned, locally operated business that has great customer service and gives discounts to veterans. BNT Satellite, 241-3474, 241-DISH. You're not going to beat the service. He's got $39.99. Choices for a bundle of channels. You can add 10 onto it. You can add other little things onto it. Save yourself a lot of money. Save yourself a lot of heartache. Go to Doug Tooley and BNT Satellite, a veteran-owned business. Okay, Trish.
Yes.
Nice young man.
Oh, absolutely.
Gosh, I tell you what. Oh, Tom Basenko. Sheriff Tom Basenko's on the phone.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to let your listening public know that today at noon on the courthouse steps, we'll be holding our annual Shasta County Peace Officers Memorial to honor and recognize and remember those 16 officers throughout Shasta County history who have given their lives and died in the line of duty. It's about an hour-long program and very worthwhile. The public's invited.
Well,
Tom, I want to say that is one of the most impressive ceremonies that Shasta County holds. I was privileged to be there for 20 years when they did that on the courthouse steps, and it is absolutely impressive. I invite the public, go and take the time to really look at the history of your law enforcement in Shasta County.
Each of the 16 officers there's a photo of them that's available. It goes back into the early 1900s, and then our last officer that was killed in the line of duty was in 1991. That was Shasta County Deputy Ken Perrigo. Yeah. And it's the Shasta County Board of Supervisors proclaimed today as Shasta County Peace Officers Memorial Day. Earlier this week in Sacramento, there were 10 officers throughout the state of California that were enrolled into the California Peace Officers Memorial. And last year we lost 144 officers nationwide.
Wow. And that's more than in previous years, right, Tom?
It is. It's not the most that has ever been lost, but it is.
It's up there, though.
It has been climbing, yes,
yeah,
absolutely. And I believe 63 were by gunfire and about 44 by traffic collisions and related traffic deaths.
Yeah, they weren't all murdered or shot down. A lot of them were, are just traffic accidents because, going to a scene of a accident or a crime, something like that, and they get into a traffic crash. Yeah.
Correct.
Which is horrible.
And then on May 15th, President JFK, John F. Kennedy, proclaimed May 15th as a National Peace Officers Memorial. And then, of course, in our nation's capital, we'll be having a memorial ceremony at the National Peace Officers Memorial to recognize all the officers nationwide.
Okay. Tom, thanks a lot. You know what? And sometimes we forget that every time they get out of a car or on the way to an accident to help people, there's danger. But every time they get out of the car to go up to somebody that, in the middle of the night, that they don't know if what's going to happen when they come up to that door. So
that's correct. It's a very dangerous profession, but we are here to serve, but we want to never forget those people that have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, and if you Absolutely. Support peace officers, you need to get out today, get down to the courthouse,
at noon.
Be there at noon, because it's worth your time and effort to do. You're going to walk away feeling really proud of the community we live in.
Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate it. And the public is invited, and hopefully they come on down.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Sheriff Tom Basenko. Today at noontime, the Peace Officers Memorial at noon for those who have lost their lives in Shasta County.
Yeah.
16. So I noticed that, because I'm on the Highway Patrol's board's Citizens Advisory Board, and I went down there. Our first meeting was down at the school, at the academy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the day that they were honoring two officers that lost their lives that year. And it was in a car wreck. And then we've had a couple of Highway Patrol, more than that, killed this year or since then. One of them, very well loved, liked, and respected guy up here was hit by a car when he was trying to help somebody. Hit by a car. Others of them, another one was killed in a crash. I don't know if there's been any shootouts per se.
Recent shootings only by the grace the officer survived.
Yeah. And so, you get into those. I mean, it's sometimes we forget that, when we're so angry at police, that you forget that the vast majority of the police are out there to protect and serve.
Yeah.
Protect and serve. And thanking them, buying them a cup of coffee when they're sitting there for breakfast, not their whole breakfast, or you could buy their whole breakfast, but, just something that says, hey, thanks, I appreciate what you do. Because even though that, we're going through this time in our city and country where crime is on the uptick, especially in California. And you think, oh, well, you know, gee, the bad crimes are down, but they're starting to go up again. And you know what? When your car is broken into, that's a crime that affects you. And there's scumbags out there that need to be arrested and put in jail. And we're going to talk about that when we get back.
And we have opportunities in our community where we had a fundraiser for the Anderson Police Department Canine Program down in Anderson last week. There were a lot of officers from all of the branches in attendance there. When you're out in the community like that, you see the officers. That's an opportunity for you to go up to each one of them. They're there in a social atmosphere. Thank them for their service.
Yeah.
Go up and thank them for being in your community. Your firemen, your police officers, you know, they really appreciate it. And it's a good thing to do, to just thank them for their service.
And just like you do with veterans.
Exactly.
And here's something that
takes a second, but it makes such a difference.
And here's one thing that doesn't follow is that they're doing something they really enjoy, but the money doesn't follow. It's not like they're going to get, they're going to be, you know, make millions of dollars off doing this job as a deputy sheriff in Shasta County. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding News, brought to you by Wind River Resort Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone says the president made the right decision in firing the FBI director.
That had nothing to do with Russia. I think it had to do with the fact that the president no longer had confidence in him, that he had become unaccountable, a law unto himself, investigating some crimes that he felt were important, ignoring others.
And Stone appeared on NBC's Today Show, also defending Comey's firing.
This was the right decision at the right time.
You may recognize the voice of Vice President Mike Pence, who says they needed a fresh start at the FBI.
And I think the president did, as he's done in so many other cases. He took decisive action. He provided strong leadership to act on the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General. And I think the American people welcome that.
Vice President Pence says a search for a new permanent FBI director is underway. Meanwhile, as Greg Clugston reports from the White House, James Comey has sent a farewell letter to his friends and colleagues at the FBI.
Comey writes that he does not plan to dwell on the decision to fire him or the way it was executed. Comey says in the letter that although he'll be fine, he will miss the FBI and its mission deeply. He says it's very hard to leave a group of people who are committed only to doing the right thing.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe DiGenova, told SRN News in an interview this week that Comey should have gotten the boot over the way he handled the Hillary Clinton email scandal last year.
When he usurped the power of the Attorney General in July of 2016 in announcing the case against Hillary Clinton and the resolution of it at the same time.
Congressional Republicans and Democrats reached an agreement on the bill to make it easier for the Department of Veterans Affairs to fire its employees. It's all part of an accountability effort touted by President Trump. Looking to Wall Street, it's been a rough go so far for the major indexes. The Dow right now is down by 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, with spring here, are you interested in trimming up and losing a few pounds? Or want to feel more energy through the day? Better yet, do you want to get paid to do something about it? If so, Progene is sponsoring a national study in the benefits of increased testosterone levels and its effect on your energy, metabolism, and performance. Go to Progene65.com to see if you qualify. It's an easy program you can do from home. The tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped discreetly to you. Progene is a doctor-recommended natural formula with clinically proven testosterone precursors. Progene is available nationwide at GNC and other retailers, but this program is not available in stores. Program participants have already reported more energy, stamina, and faster recovery. So if you want to make a difference in your life and find out your levels for free, then go to Progene65.com now to participate. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E, 65.com. Progene65.com. Enroll today before this study is closed at Progene65.com.
The president and the Republican-led Congress are promising a major overhaul of the income tax code. House Speaker Paul Ryan says easing the burden on America's job creators would be a shot in the arm to the U.S. economy.
The top tax rate on subchapter S corporations in America, which is 8 out of 10 of businesses in America, their top tax rate is 44.6%. You throw the Ohio income tax on top of that or the Wisconsin income tax, and we are taxing businesses, employers, jobs, more than 50% in many cases.
Which Ryan says makes it very difficult for any U.S. company to compete with overseas corporations. Lower sales dragged down Macy's profit during the first quarter as customers' habits shifted more to online shopping and retail locations lose more foot traffic. Another trend toward mobile computing, and that's hurting Microsoft's latest version of Windows. It's faring better than its malign predecessor, but the software growth is still stunted by a shift away from the use of personal computers. More from townhall.com. Modern weapons can maim as easily as kill, including in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The Red Cross says it's already treated some 150 people in the war zone this year for missing limbs amid the government's effort to root out ISIS. Even as we hear daily about wars in the Middle East, correspondent James Bleers reports the grim tidings that our next-door neighbor to the south has the second-highest homicide rate for any nation in conflict.
Almost 23,000 homicides in Mexico last year, second only to Syria and ahead of Iraq and Afghanistan. While this year there appears to be no let-up whatsoever. The Armed Conflict Survey is by the International Institute for Strategic Studies. A power vacuum in the Sinaloa drug cartel following the arrest of its leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and a surge by the Jalisco New Generation cartel have resulted in many more killings due to escalating vendettas within organized crime.
That's correspondent James Bleers in Mexico City. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Sure. Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's the 11th of May. And Rodeo Week is coming. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in the center of Redding, California, 1326 Market Street. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And right before we get to Trish, just to let you know, this hour is going to be one that is wide open, and we're going to be discussing everything. And if you've got something you want to jump in on and throw it out there.
Yes, I'm stuck in your craw.
Yeah, got something stuck in your craw. This is the time to do it. We are solving all problems here today. Trish.
54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 70, a low of 48. And on Friday, high of 68 and a low of 48. Slight chance of showers, about 20 to 30% chance of showers. On Saturday, a high of 71 and a low of 46. Little bit of chance of showers throughout the weekend, but nothing great. Monday, clear still at a high of 71 and into the first part of next week. So nice and cool and a great time to get your yard work caught up, and hopefully the wind won't blow.
And get ready for the rodeo.
The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We love these people. Okay, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Really, really great people. Okay, let's talk about some things that are coming up. The Reading Regional Chapter's 23rd Annual Banquet for Safari Club International. You know what? You think about, oh, I don't like to hunt. But here's what hunters and fishermen do. All the money that, or the money that you pay into the, for your fishing and hunting licenses goes back for the environment and protecting the habitat and keeping a strong and viable fisheries and, wildlife programs going. the money you the taxes on guns go back into the state into for wildlife management and all these. Safari Club International is a leader in keeping the people your right to hunt. And then of course going along with that is your right to bear arms for hunting. And people go, "Oh, I don't mind if people have guns for hunting," but yeah, they do.
The Second Amendment just doesn't guarantee the right to hunt.
No, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to have a super banquet down at Wind River this Saturday. They're going to have all types of mule deer and wild boar hunts. And I tell you what, I'm on this wild boar hunt that Just for Hunting provides. And you can't ask for better people, better property to do that. You know, and I joke around and, you know, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. There was a stampede though. And it did go around us. You know, for hunting pigs. The people there are great. Perry Cremains and Steve Barrero.
And you didn't have to shoot the head cow.
I didn't have to shoot the leg cow because that would have been hard to explain. You know, but hey, we did it because they were stampeding at us. And we thought if we shot the lead cow like you do the lead buffalo, then you get behind it and they jump over you like a movie.
Yeah,
we decided that we weren't even going to try that when he used the term $2,500. Anyway, but you're going to be able to go. They got pheasant hunts and fishing trips and things especially for ladies. And you know what? Join us. I'm the MC for that night. But it is a great time and a list of guns like you cannot believe for raffles. This is the best list of guns. And I've been to all of these different ones, you know, California mule deer and all these things. You're not going to find better guns to be raffled than right here at the Safari Club International's Reading Chapter's annual banquet. So give them a call at 474-5075, Larry or Scott at 221-4650, or come in here and just get a form to fill out, and you can come down. It's not too late. Not too late. $90 for a couple. That includes dinner, includes all this other great stuff, and that includes chances for winning something. Okay. I'm on my way.
All right. Can I throw something out real quick?
Absolutely, buddy.
Interesting thing, and I have asked over and over, why can't Redding behave more like Grants Pass, a town of 35,000 that feels bigger than that if you go into the downtown core?
It does feel bigger.
Article in Forbes magazine. Now, think about that. Forbes, big time, right? About Dutch Bros. They named Dutch Bros one of the little giant companies of in the U.S., That's pretty good time for an outfit that started with a couple of guys who didn't want to milk cows on the family farm, was set up a little cart, and have spread far and wide. I had Dutch Bros down in Phoenix, Arizona, and of course Chris Reznor, our local entrepreneur.
Talk about a little giant.
Yeah,
Chris and Aaron Reznor. I mean, they are major parts of our community and do so much for our community. And Dutch Bros is one of those things. I would never touch Starbucks again, frankly. I would never go to, and this is what, people listen to me. Don't go to Starbucks. There's nobody here in town that owns a Starbucks. It's all.
The Dutch Bros are all owned by franchise owners?
Yeah.
Franchises? And guess what? You know why they're success? I can't go out and buy I can't go out and buy a Dutch Bros.
You have to have worked for them?
I have at least 6 months worked for Dutch Bros.
3 years, it says on the
line. 3 years. You have to work for them for 3 years. Then you can get a franchise. And they're there to help you. Chris and Aaron are not expanding their businesses out. What they're doing is they're helping people open Dutch Bros. I mean, and that's really cool. But you can't. He says a few years ago you could have bought a franchise, but not now, not anymore, because they're so popular.
The point is they started in Grants Pass.
Yeah. Right. Why? And the other things. And I just have to ask myself. And they've got financial problems. There is absolutely no doubt about that. But the vibrancy of their downtown, the way they have taken advantage of a beautiful and scenic river without screwing it up, and here we are in our town of Redding with all the resources, all the talent and everything, and we shoot ourselves in the foot. Always.
No, I don't agree with that all the time. I mean, yeah, we shoot ourselves in the foot. Now, instead of looking at it negatively, let's look at things positively right now. Look at K2 right down here putting this building in. All right? That's not going to be the only thing that's built downtown. Look at the city actually didn't let Robba buy the brothel here. You know, and there's a lot of funny things I could say about that. The old brothel building. They didn't let him buy it.
Uh-huh.
You've got McConnell who is leaning in to our city to help. finance these buildings downtown, to help things grow downtown. They're completing the trail, the river trail, so it's going to come right downtown here. They're building a hotel down there, the Sheraton, on the river. Well, it's not on the river, but it's in the Turtle Bay area there, which is on the river, that people can come into. Let's think about positive things. Let's think about the police that have just opened up, who have just brought in a new computer system that's going to make things easier, can get their guys out there faster to places. Think about these. You said here, Bob, on these tech firms that are coming in here, and they're building, and they're starting, and they're hiring. And Rachel Hatch, Institute of the Future, where's she going to go work at? McConnell. And what is her job going to be? Developing downtown.
That having been said, and Trish, I think, will follow along with me, we have been getting promises of roses and sunshine in this town for 50 freaking years.
I'm telling you things that are happening. Yeah. That isn't a promise that are happening. Look right down the street here at K2, at the Dickerson Building, and it's happening. They've got the money. They've got the permitting. They're going to start. They're going to have that building up a year from now.
And after the break, I'll respond to that.
Okay. All right. I'm glad one of us could thought of that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Hey, you know what? Wellgate Sports Club is located on Eureka and Court Street. I'm tired of negativity about how screwed up Reading is. Yes, we have our problems. And yes, we could do things better on a lot of times. And yes, our city council, if they could ever get going in one direction. And if we had a...
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to respond and do the other side of it after the break.
Right. Wellgate Sports Club has an indoor saltwater swim pool. It's got Boheme Spa. You know what? Now, you talk about something... That's a success story. That's moving forward is Wellgate Sports Club. You can work out there. Linda goes down and gets facials and you work out with great equipment. They have spinning classes, yoga classes. They have it all. At Wellgate Sports Club. You can't find a better place. Good people down there. 768-1205 is the phone number, but just stop down there in the corner of Eureka and Court Street and just go in and you'll see it yourself. We'll be right back after these messages. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Thursday, May 11th. I like Reading.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first 2 payments for you. You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation. This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, and Fortes. If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Come visit Reading Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself. On approval to credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per $1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th. We both own Kias and we love them. Reading Kia, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1360, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back.
I can't stop this feeling
that Reading is a great place to live. Reading is the place to come to start your family. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What did you put in the coffee
Strike
today?
Up for bad.
20 minutes after the
you
hour of 8 o'clock.
Off.
This portion.
Carl gets no more coffee.
No more coffee. You know, this is what happens when I go to the second cup. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, Mother's Day. Hello, guys. Mother's Day. It's a good chance to go out there and buy something special for your loved one. Trish likes
Four Winds Jewelry.
You know, it's a great place. Only full service jewelry store in town. Watch repairmen. They can build, they can repair, they can do anything for jewelry and your watches. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. Okay, I said all these great things about Reading and Shasta County, and
okay,
that includes Anderson.
That included Anderson. That was where I was going to start. Is
okay.
that not everybody, only 50% of the people, only 50% of the people that that we're reaching live in the city of Reading.
We need
to do more of Shasta County conversation because we're all impacted by that, and we don't live in Reading.
That's true.
So when I speak not only of the city of Reading, although it is the seat. It is
the county seat.
And it is the place where all the services are offered. That's part of the problem. We need to focus on concentrating our efforts and solving our problems towards building those businesses that you're talking about, encouraging those entrepreneurs, all of those things, and stop spending so much time trying to deal with and condone and justify the existence of all the people that don't want to be a part of that nice picture we want to build. Let's not encourage them to stay in our community by offering them more and more opportunities to continue their lifestyle. Stop with the freebies. Stop with the free everything in any area and handing out things as a community to make it easier for them to live their youthless lifestyle. Encourage those that want to change to go to the places where they can get help and encourage those other people to move on to another community. There's nothing here for you.
How do you do that? How do you move people out of here?
Stop making it so easy for them to be here. And that includes the little lady in front of me who handed the guy sitting on the corner of Hilltop the other day a $20 bill. That's the kind of behavior that's got to stop. It's the people that go out and hand out food to them and all of that stuff.
You mean like the sandwiches at the library park?
There you go. I'm sorry. That nonsense has got to stop. Put them in a program. Teach them how to fix things for themselves. Guide them to the Good News Rescue Mission. Try to figure those things out. But you can't continue to make this the best possible place to be if you don't have a home.
How do you keep the woman or the group handing out box lunches at the library, Shasta County Library? How do you stop that?
Well, I think you don't help them. You don't donate to their cause. They don't do that.
I think it's from a church, isn't it?
There are going to be those people within the community. But as a community, we need to direct our efforts.
I know how to do it.
How do you do that?
You make them have permits.
Well, there you go.
And you throw a $1,000 permit on it.
Possibly.
You say you want a permit to hand out free food? It's going to cost you $1,000. And plus $100 a month for us to check and make sure that
I'm surprised they're able to do that, because under the rules of the health department, anything, I mean, you can't even take homemade cookies into a school anymore.
If you want to do something, if you really want to, if you really want to stop it, then you've got to use the power of government and its overreach, and it's, and it has a lot of overreach, too much. And you say, fine, I don't want to have, be handing out boxed lunches in the park there. Fine. It's, you want to do that? That's going to be $1,000 permit up front. Plus $100 a month for us to make sure that it's cleaned up, which means people have to come in and inspect it daily to make sure it's clean, that people have not, you know, dumped it, that you're making arrangements for people to handle the trash. Now, can you get that through court? I think you can, because I think there's existing laws. I think you can make permits like that. Now, am I picking on the people that are giving out box lunches? No, but I'm just telling you, if you really want to stop it, you can. What about this? The, you know, the no lying and sleeping in parks thing. How do you enforce that? Well, you do it by, you go through and you sweep out the parks every evening. You just push them out. Oh, where are they going to go? Don't know. They can go to the Good News Rescue Mission. They're filled up. Can't help it. It's against the rules to sleep in our parks. So we push them out of the parks. So then they go to private land. So now you got to give the private landowners, if you've got camps on your land, we're going to charge you $100 a day. If you have camps on your, now wait a minute, I'm not finished yet. We're going to charge you $100 a day if you've got camps on your land. But wait a minute. I just, you know, they just got here. Fine. Then you call the police or the sheriff and you have a unit that you're going to have to put money into to move these people out. That's the, and then if they're on public land, oh, we've got to give them 7 days. That's fine. You hit them with 7 days and then you have them coming down. Sorry, you can't, you know, you do things. You just have to do things. Now, if you're going to be fighting a portion of the city that's going to tell you what a horrible person you are for treating these homeless people, these poor homeless people so badly. Well, you've got to be able to do that. You've got to be able to have the resistance to do it. You've got to be able to have the intestinal fortitude to make these decisions and go through with them. Well, and that's the only way you're going to win.
You could stay, if you're working in conjunction with both efforts we're talking about here, increasing the jobs, the ability to put people to work, actually creating abilities for them to change their lifestyle, given that option, and then you do have to do some enforcement and stop.
It does out. No good without the hammer. And if you don't have the hammer, then nobody's going to do anything.
Well, and you got to start someplace. And I think that the young gentleman that we had in here is a perfect example of how you can make a difference. And I don't think government is the solution to all these problems. In fact, I'm sure that government is the cause of a lot of these
problems.
It
is. But then
Carl, if we can, we need to, you know, we're talking about things we can do individually. We in our own families can start teaching our children to think like that young man with the respect and the responsibility and those kind of things that we can start enforcing and maybe start teaching in our schools again and maybe actually start when they're young about respect for each other instead of they can do whatever they want to and let them decide for themselves and make their own rules. There's a whole lot of things we can change in our thought process, our society, and from my point of view, we need to introduce some morality and God back into our society. That's going to change a lot of things. Our government was never designed for to. You can't write enough laws to solve the problems. You've got to get people back to thinking morally.
That's true.
And because that's how our system worked for all these years, is that good people do good things. When you have a more majority of people that are just not good people and don't have any morals, you're never going to write enough laws to control
it. We don't have that majority. We have a certain group.
We can start turning it back before it goes any further.
Let me give you an example. Okay, but let me give you an example from the other side here. And it was just here Monday. We had a young man that came on with Shasta College. His family, his mom, it was just his mom and his brother, came over from Humboldt County because they thought they could have a better chance of finding housing in Redding. Now, you can say that any way you want, saying, well, they have more things to receive here. They lived in the Good News Rescue Mission. They were homeless. He started working when he was 16 so he could find a place to live. And now he's finished his second year. He's his second year at Shasta College. He's been accepted at Davis in biochemistry. Now, here's an example of it going the opposite direction. You know, this is the good
young man. And we want to hand out the help to those that want to use it.
Yes. Now, you've just got to be able to figure out how are the ones that want to help themselves and the ones that are just here for the free ride.
It's easy to pick them out.
But I'm telling you, though, if you make a few regulations and you enforce them, because right now there is no hammer, it is all carrot. And when you arrest somebody, there's no hammer. It's all carrot. Is it? Are we wondering why we have people wandering the streets, breaking into people's cars? Have you noticed there's been an increase in shootings? Now, I'm taking the opposite side. And you're going, oh, you're just saying Redding's a great place. It is.
Shasta County.
Shasta County is a great place. Anderson is a great place. It's so beautiful. The things we have here, Shasta, you know, the city of Shasta Lake. But unless we have a hammer somewhere among all these carrots, we're gonna be overrun by rabbits.
Yeah.
No
question about it. And I'm not gonna argue for a minute that we don't have some issues. Sometimes you stop and you think and you see all the things happening in your community, and every 10 minutes your phone we got all this instant notification stuff going. Where some days, I mean, shooting in Anderson, a shooting in the city of Redding, and I'm going, where do I live? Weeks would go by, months would go by before you'd hear that stuff, even 10 years ago. And now, every time I turn around, something's whipping up where I've got some major catastrophe going on in my community, right next door to me.
I asked Chief Belletti about, we've had how many incidents in the last couple of months with citizen-on-citizen shooting, because people are ticked off and they're scared. And
what did he say?
He agreed that things are bad, and he said that's why we need to get more officers out and more proactive policing instead of responsive policing.
But 90% of the issues that he's going for are druggy on druggy. Drugs are involved, and the guy that with the knife and the guy with the gun, about 90% of the time, both are on drugs.
Right, and if they just took each other out, I wouldn't have a big problem. But
one of the ways to solve this is to make sure everybody has air conditioning, and so they're cool during the summer. And the way you do that is by calling Alliance Heating and Air. They will put in the new systems, roofs, you know, air conditioning systems. Or if your air conditioning isn't working and you're feeling, you know what, you're feeling sweaty and, you know, reaching the point of smacking somebody, then you call Martin and his people. I tell you what, a veteran-owned business, his people are just great. Wholeheartedly recommend Alliance Heating and Air. His people will come there, fix that air conditioning, make sure it's nice and cool in your house. Everybody relaxes. The dog is not biting people. Your bride's not just glaring at you, sitting there, you know, and putting a knife into the table because it's so hot in there. This can save your marriage. It can save your life with good air conditioning. And Alliance Heating and Air is there to fix it and make sure it works. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That can solve a lot of problems. Sleep number beds can cause, you know, like I said, you got to picture this. Pelosi and McConnell in a sleep number bed getting a good night's sleep. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo.
ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You guys know, but I wonder if anybody in the audience remembers this movie.
This is the movie's music, and it's called Escape from New York.
And the whole idea was they took Manhattan Island and put a big fence around it.
They put a fence around it
and
put all the criminals
in. And once you go in, you don't come out.
That's right. It's kind of like the Roach Motel. You go in, but you don't come out. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Thursday, the 11th of May, 2017. It's 55 degrees going up to 70 today. We may get a little rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts anywhere. Man's Last Stronghold. Avail yourselves of this. It's a great place to get a haircut. I'm here with Trish Clark. We're talking about I'm coming out saying that Shasta County's got so many positive things in it.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't argue that for a minute. I've lived here since 77, wouldn't live any place else.
We had our choices, and I tell you what, we could pick up and leave, but we're not doing that. We're going to stay in here for the fight. You know what? If you can't enjoy a good fight, because I know we can win. We can win here. Reading, Anderson, Shasta County is going to be a success, and it's going to take a couple years for us to kick it in. But I'm telling you what, downtown is going to explode down here in the good sense, not with a methane factory.
Methadone.
Okay, that's right. We already have a methane factory. It's in Sacramento. It's called the Assembly.
Exactly. But one of the things, and what the chief focused on yesterday was a lot of the crime we've got, and the big thing, he indicated, he's been under a lot of heat for supporting that methadone clinic. He said he wouldn't have done that 10 years ago. Having said that, the issue of the drugs is huge.
It is.
Let's jump right up to how some of that's going to be starting to turn around. You know, we like to think we can solve our own problems at the local level.
How's that going to turn around?
Well, I think part of it is the new administration in Washington, D.C. that's starting to cut down the amount of drugs that are coming into this country. Tightening up on the borders. When you talk to the people when you listen to things besides the regular media, which you're not getting any of this good information, but you talk to the people that he's put in charge of those kind of things, the amount of illegals, the amount of drugs coming across our borders has been cut down since the Trump administration started. And so it's important to note that some of those changes can be made.
It can be made. And if you close the border, a lot of that will be. And you can close the border. You know what? You can get into semantics about building walls. There's a fence or you know what? There's nothing there, but it is covered.
Close the border. It doesn't matter whether it's covered by drones or a wall or whatever.
Drones or sensors or whatever these things are. You're still closing the border down. That will make a difference. I agree. But right here in town.
But that does make a difference because it comes right up I-5.
I said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right here in town.
Are you arguing? You're arguing with me violently about two things that we agree on.
No, I'm not arguing with you violently. I'm just saying we can't put our head in the sand and say everything is beautiful and wonderful. We have to continue to address it.
Yes.
But there are things happening that are turning that around, and I think that's positive.
I think that's part of it.
And this is by way of segueing. I want to talk about what do you think about the president's firing of Comey.
Well, I had that. Here's my first thing to talk about, and we haven't got to it yet.
Well,
thing. I know. That's great. That's great. Now, the thing that I really love about this whole thing about him firing Comey is watching Democrats flip-flop. Totally turn themselves inside out.
Like a whale out of water, aren't they?
Run in circles and bite themselves in the butt about the same people that said he should have been fired 6 months ago. He should be fired. Look what he did to Hillary. He should be fired, 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 fired. Oh,
but there,
this is a great FBI jury. Same people.
It doesn't even take six months.
And Trump should be impeached for this.
It doesn't even take 6 months. What they say in the morning, 3 hours later, they're saying this. They're saying something different.
Opposite.
He should appoint a special administrator. He should be the last one to appoint a special administrator. They just can't. They can't get it together. Their minds are absolutely overflowing. With how in the world did he do that, and how does he keep doing things that we can't explain?
And then they have to go back and the attack. You know, goes, okay, now we need a special prosecutor. Why?
Yeah.
You didn't want a special prosecutor for Hillary. And, you know, when he came out about what he said about Hillary, you guys went crazy. You thought he should be fired right then.
Except he
should have been
cleared her.
Until he cleared her. And then she was okay. But then he came out again. You know, so they are, you know, when he cleared her, even though that – and the man should have been fired right then. If it hadn't been for the end of the term and Obama, when he came out, and he then came out and gave all the reasons why they were investigating her, all the things she did bad, but nah,
he laid down the indictment.
He said, "No, we're not going to because we don't think we can win this." And instead of leaving it to the Justice Department.
Yeah.
And so this whole thing has been.
It was a joke from beginning to end. And then we get back to the Republican establishment that we're always so interested in. They are having a hard time. And so the only thing they can come down to is, well, I'm not saying he shouldn't have, but the timing is certainly questionable.
You know what?
And what the heck? The guy that made the recommendation just got through the process and appointed, what, 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, Comey, they have drugged their feet.
They should have done him right at the beginning of the administration. Just say, hey, look, I want my own FBI guy in here right then.
Yeah.
I want my own FBI guy in here.
What? They'd have come up right then and said, okay, he hasn't even been in office long enough, blah, blah, blah. There isn't anything he can do at any time that they're not going to question everything about it.
Like I said, the part I really enjoy is watching the Democrats, I mean, literally say the opposite about Comey than they did 4 months ago. And, you know, how he was incompetent, he was all these things, and yet, now he seems to be like the second coming of J. Edgar Hoover.
I would say to the Republicans who are questioning whether they need to stand with President Trump at this point, a lot of them are coming up for re-election in 2 years, and I'm going to tell them they better figure out who elected Donald Trump, and they better stick with the president if they think they're going to get reelected. Because I have a real firm belief that not a lot of us that voted for Trump are sorry we did. Even those that weren't absolutely, he wasn't my favorite person. But I haven't found anything that he's done so far, and I don't think there's a lot of people who voted for him that didn't. So you better figure out.
In the polls, they have found that the people that voted for Trump are happy.
That's exactly right. And he did get elected, so you better pay attention.
And they're going to vote again. Now, the Democrats who are trying to make all these inroads, and they say, now's our chance. Well, they lost in Georgia. They lost in Iowa, and then the Omaha mayor, who was a Democrat but pro-life Democrat, was running against the Republican incumbent. Now in Omaha, that went to Hillary. Nebraska went to Trump, but Omaha went to Hillary, and he lost because the Democrats didn't know what to do. Here we have a Democrat who's pro-life.
Yeah.
And Pelosi said, you know, we've got room in the tent for people that just aren't toeing the line totally. Well, the Democrats turned on him because of that. He didn't get the money. Here's a guy that is a Democrat, but pro-life. life. Yeah. And Republicans got to take a look at this. Hey, Republicans, you can have people in the Republican Party that are pro-choice. You may, you know, just because they're pro-choice doesn't mean that they're not a Republican in many other ways. Maybe they just don't, they're not 100%. But do we want to open the tent up so we get more Republicans in here, but with a broader base? The Democrats are killing themselves right now.
Well, they are, but I think that there's a lot of Republicans trying to figure out, well, they don't know, you know, they think maybe they want to protect that and argue with him about Obamacare. They want to argue with him about the wall. They want to argue with him about the budget. And I would say to them, they better pay attention to the people that elected Trump. And they better be supporting the president, because if they think they're going to get reelected in this upcoming election, and it is, you know, it seems like that's a ways off. If they're going to run for
next year,
they need to be setting their base. And if the president is successful, they have a whole lot better chance of getting reelected.
Okay, now we're going to be taking a break a minute or two early. But here's a comment from the chat room. Trish moved here in 1977. That's about when our problems started. Coincidence? I think not. So, you know, I can just throw it around here. You know,
well,
just,
there you go. Maybe.
Actually,
our problems didn't start until in the 90s. That's when I got in the office.
Oh, okay. That's when it was. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about the Navy and Marine Corps FNA 18 Hornets. Over half of them are unsafe to fly. And you've got the pilots. You've got the pilots starting to talk about it now. And we're going to talk about why they're unsafe and what you can do about it. But just talking to a young man that just got promoted to captain in the Marine Corps and is a pilot, he says they're dumping out. Pilots are leaving. And so this could be one of the reasons. I'm sure there's some others, too. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show, and one of the ways to help solve crime in your neighborhood and crime in your home, if somebody's breaking in, is Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. That he has a full selection of weapons for individual carry or for your home, defending your home, defending your life, defending the life of your loved ones. They've got a great CCW class there taught by Seth Stokes. They'll teach you how to use these and how to use them correctly. Customer service is just outstanding. You're not going to find better customer service anywhere than Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated, husband-wife team who give veterans discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Being a Thursday, of course, our girl Trishy.
Gosh,
what's the weather look like
so
the rest of the week here?
Oh, it looks like it's going to be cool and clear and 70s and 60s and maybe a little chance of rain. Weather always brought to us is Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right.
365-3793.
Hey, a lot of things going on here. The rodeo coming up. We've got Top Hand Dinner tomorrow night at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. The Redding Rodeo Association has kickoff barbecue and dance on the 13th to Saturday. Now, Monday, you're going to hear the bank robbery. Could happen. There could be a bank robbery downtown.
Chances are.
That
and there will be gunfire.
There will be gunfire. You'll see a cop car in front, a cop car behind, but in between will be a truck or
something
pulling a bunch of guys in yellow shirts shooting in the air.
Yes, because they're after the bank robbers, and they need to be aware.
Pancake breakfast a week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow down in Roaring Gulch. You know, 10,000 of your closest friends. They haven't hit 10,000 yet. They've got 9,900, but we're looking for 10,000. It's going to be a great day. Down there next Friday, it starts at 5 a.m. and it goes till 10 a.m. And, you know, you're thinking, how can you move that many people through there? Trust me, they can. And they go by fast. Then, of course, the Redding Rodeo starts 17th Wednesday. It's going to be a great, great week. Okay. Now, F/A-18s that the Marine Corps and the Navy have are in trouble. The onboard systems, some of the onboard systems are breaking down. In this case, it's the onboard oxygen generation system, which it doesn't provide enough oxygen to the pilots. And what this means is that they start getting hypoxia, which is the lack of blood or lack of oxygen into your brain. So they start feeling like they're buzzed or drunk. It can lead to unconsciousness. They're thinking it's lead. They believe it's led to 3 crashes where they didn't have enough oxygen. Mm. And one guy says, there's this thing called a little green donut that you can reach down underneath your seat and you can pull it, and it gives you 10 minutes of oxygen. It's an emergency. And this one guy said, I was going out, and I reached down, and I pulled it. The next one said, you know what? I was coming down, and he said, I was thinking, if I pull that, that means my crew have to put in a new oxygen, you know, that new 10-minute oxygen system there, which is dangerous to do that because it can explode. I'm sitting there reading this going, we lost, between mechanical problems and the lack of funds under the Obama administration.
Thank you,
President Obama.
There you go.
This is where we are right now. We got 50% of the Marine and Navy fighters, the ones that are taking it to the enemy, the ones that are protecting our country, our ships, and our Marines and sailors and Army, that 50% of them are having this oxygen generation problem because of lack of maintenance, because they didn't have the money, nor the people, nor the equipment to buy it to do this. So this is where we are. And you think about, Trump's spending all this money on defense. This is why they're spending money on defense.
And any Republican that isn't voting for it
should be fired.
Take their name. Find out who they are. They don't need to be reelected. That budget has so many good things in it. Got some stuff in it. It doesn't need to be there, but it's a great start in the right direction. And any Republican that's not voting for it, take their name and number.
Well,
they don't need to come back.
Here's my other thing, too. Under the VA, we still have 22 suicides a day. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa, what have you done? What have you introduced to do this? Have you signed on to a bill? Is there money in the defense budget? What has our congressman done to help fight this? I know he's in the battle. He's trying to make the VA better. But there's got to be some things out there. I haven't seen – you know what? It was in the newspapers. It was in the front of everything. But now it's not. But yeah. Guess what? There's still 22 people dying a day from suicide. And if I were women – if I was a woman, I'd really be enraged because the number of military veteran women who are committing suicide is much larger, a much larger percentage than civilian women. And when these women commit suicide, when they're thinking about it or they're attempting suicide, they complete the job because they're using guns that most women don't when they decide to commit suicide.
Yeah.
They don't use guns, and so many of them are safe because they're not killed. And use a gun is pretty final. So we still have those things going on. What is our Congress doing about this? You know, you're so busy about wanting to take care of people that are coming in this country illegally. What are you doing for veterans? You know, we still have our employment rate is still – unemployment rate is much higher for veterans than it is for civilians. What's being done for that?
It's not being talked about. Certainly the media is not talking about anything that isn't a direct hit on Trump or this administration, and that's all we hear about, and the Russian connection, which they have had made. They've had no success making any connection. Everybody that they ask about it, now they've been studying it for how long, there is no connection between the Russians and the Trump administration and the last election. I don't know how long they want to study it, and now they want a special guy to look at it when you're talking about all of these other problems we have with our veterans, with the wall, with the budget, with all of these things. The Russian connection in the last election is like at the bottom of that stack, and that's all the media wants to talk about and all the Democrats want to talk about.
Another big thing happening today.
What's that?
Spillway report comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Orville Spillway report. So what do you think is going to that, – that's if people are already saying – uh-oh, there's some bad stuff in here.
Oh, it absolutely I haven't seen it. Absolutely
have,
is.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but
you know it's got to be bad because how do you get like that? And then after all those times, they said you need to fix the emergency spillway, and they didn't do it.
Well, and the money was there, and they have the committees have been talking about it. In fact, I was looking for some paperwork that I had from when I was served on the Northern Valley Water Association, and we had a big discussion about that and I think made some recommendations. I was looking for the documentation on that because that's some of the stuff I'm sure it's coming out in this report.
When was the senior breakfast? Was that last week?
That was last week.
Was that Sunday?
Yeah, last Sunday.
Meet anybody new there?
No, not at the breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Well, I met somebody new at the canine fundraiser.
Oh, the canine fundraiser.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, remember everybody, today at noontime, it's a Peace Officers, Shasta County Peace Officers Memorial ceremony.
Stop by. It's really worth your time.
For those 16 peace officers in Shasta County who lost their lives.
The last one of which was Officer Ken Perrigo from up in the Burney Station, bringing a prisoner down, 1991. He was bringing some prisoners down. 1991. Officer Ken Perrigo, he was bringing some prisoners down from the Burney substation.
I remember that. And they somehow got loose.
Well, they were able to get a hold of the officer's hideout gun that had come under the seat somehow and were able to get out of the car and shot the deputy. Mm-hmm. It was a very sad time in Shasta County.
I just wanted to share a headline that I spotted on Facebook about that is Dateline Anderson. You have to wonder what this says. A naked man was found in a truck with a pipe bomb in Anderson Tuesday afternoon, according to sheriff's deputies.
Is this Anderson, California?
Yeah, it is Anderson, California, but it really wasn't in Anderson. It was in the unincorporated area. So it was actually Shasta County. But it was. The guy was down by
Grover Road in Ash Creek. Yeah.
Ash Creek down by
naked with a pipe bomb.
There's
more to that story, Paul Harvey.
Yeah, there was. It was quite a thing, I understand. And somebody approached
quite
him.
Quite a thing, you understand?
Well,
you mean the pipe bomb?
No. Well, he was covered with some other stuff.
He had also allegedly soiled himself.
and spread it about his body, and it was kind of a mess. But it was down at the Balls Ferry Fishing Resort area.
That's not something you see every day.
No,
thank God.
But I mean, if you're going to make the headlines, I'm sure that was
Yeah, he wasn't like the guy downtown that was naked. That was holding his pet Pomeranian in front of him. So, I always liked that one. I liked the. They even had a photo of that. So
jeez. Not the things we want to be known for in Chesapeake County.
I can't make this up.
No, you can't make this up.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day today, and it's going to be kind of cooling off today. But, you know, it's going to be getting hotter, so I just want to remind everybody, because has been cool, that don't put your pets in the car, because it, you know, it's like a, what is it, 35 degree difference. So if it's, you know, if it's 80 degrees, it still goes up over 100 in that car for your pets or your kids.
So don't leave your pets or your kids in your car. And when you park your car, it is getting warm.
Either.
But you do not want to crack that window so that you can get some air in that car, because that's how they break into your car. And we have a lot of auto theft going on. Trust me, your car's going to be okay, even in this heat, with the windows rolled up.
Okay, last thing to think about here is that the Record Searchlight for 5 days in a row has been unable to fix my digital account so I can check in and look at the remnants of their paper. And I've talked to them. The one time they said, okay, we're going to send you something that from the paper, then you just have to do is sign in again, you know, on that one and send you a new password. So guess which paper sent that to me? The St. Cloud, Minnesota paper sent me a way to log in to the St. Cloud, Minnesota paper. I'm not sure what's going on there. I almost did it though. But it's been 5 days now, and I just want to bring this out and maybe perhaps send this to the editorial staff and the publisher that I still can't get into the Record Searchlight. Everybody have a great day today, and we'll be back tomorrow. It's Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
Poundhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
And KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
James Comey today.
However, President Trump's actions this week cost us an opportunity to get at the truth, at least for today.
Democrat Senator Mark Warner taking note of the fact that Comey was fired before he could appear before the committee. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the truth will still come out, adding that Comey's firing has nothing to do with the Russia investigation.
It's real simple. Any investigation that was taking place on Monday is still taking place today. That doesn't change because Director Comey isn't there. So